you hear this bullshit they be talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen, Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Now I don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the tower. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
Welcome back. Happy New Year. You're listening to La Rage du Peuple, 12 hours of special programming on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. It's about 5 after 2. We're well into our 12 hours of programming. It was freezing rain earlier, but it's cleared up. It's 4 degrees and cloudy outside. We were just listening to Immortal Technique. Before that, Sapphires in the Mud, their track Size of the Sky. And before that, we were listening to an interview by Prison Radio earlier this year with Ron Collins. And you might be wondering what that piece of music was at the end. I know I was. It's amazing. And it's the Two Gallants, Las Cruces Jail. While I've been busy here in the studio, Mustafa, you've been busy upstairs. Yeah, I guess you were able to get an interview with an activist directly from Gaza earlier today.
Yeah, earlier I spoke with Amjad Shawa, who is a coordinator for the Palestinian NGO network in Gaza, and he is based in Gaza City. And I spoke with him about sort of the past year in the Gaza Strip, I think, which was one of the most devastating years. Particularly after the supposed Israeli disengagement in 2005. And we spoke about the elections and how crucial of a turning point that was, where people had begun to vote with a majority for Hamas and a clear stance against sort of the Palestinian Authority itself, a clear stance against corruption, and also a clear stance on the willingness of the Palestinians to continue resisting the occupation, and sort of the outcome of that vote, the Israeli aggression that's kind of happened since then, the siege of Gaza,
the massacre at Beit Hanun, which Bruce Katz was talking about earlier.
Yeah, the economic embargo that has laid siege, and currently the end of the year has been rife with a Palestinian internal struggle, power struggle between Hamas and Fatah, and Amjad also speaks about this.
All right, we didn't plan it this way, but some people who got the email earlier, they might be expecting to hear from Iki Balam of La Banda de Gaza. And we've been in touch with Iki, and he's coming in. It's New Year's Day, and he's a musician, so 2 p.m. is a bit early. And he'll be definitely coming in, though, later on, so stay tuned for Iki. But we're going to go to the interview that Mustafa did earlier today with an actor. I'm sorry, Moose.
Amjad Shawa.
From Pangan in the Gaza Strip.
I'm with Amjad Shawa, coordinator for the Palestinian NGO Network for Gaza, speaking with Amjad about a very tumultuous year in Gaza, all the way from January up to this very moment. Amjad, thank you very much for coming on to CKUT Radio.
My pleasure again to be with you. And hope that the 2007 will be better for all people over the world.
Amjad, the first question I would like to ask is the very first event of 2006 after the supposed withdrawal of Gaza, and right off the back of that came the election of Hamas as the majority within the Palestinian Legislative Council, but also the cabinet and the prime minister's office of the Palestinian Authority. Can you speak about the importance of that election and sort of what the results were by the U.S. and Israel immediately after that election?
The issue of election, of course, in 2006, in the last year, it was important point in the Palestinian history to have, first to have the election, this kind of condition in Palestine. And the winning of Hamas, Islamic Revolution Movement, in the election and the establishment of the first government, Palestinian government by Hamas, of course. And first we had the pressure to have the election from the international community, mainly from U.S., to have the election. And after we got the results of the election, we have sanctions, embargoes on the Palestinians, not just on the government, it's in all the Palestinian sectors. So no fund, no any kind of support, international support to the Palestinians. And so the 2006 passed, and the majority of the Palestinian public servants didn't get this, their salaries, which means two-thirds of the Palestinians under the poverty line. And at the same time, 2006, Israel attack on the Palestinians was increased in more than other years during the Palestinian Intifada. We're talking about more hundreds of the Palestinians just killed after June, which is the capture of the abduction of the Israeli soldier in the Gaza Strip, and the Israeli attacks on the Palestinian infrastructure, mainly the electricity, the bridge, and now Gaza is suffering from these kind of destructions on the infrastructure. In winter now, we have the main two bridges which connect with the middle and south area were destroyed by the Israeli airstrikes. So the living conditions really is very difficult, since that Israel imposed also the closure and siege on the Gaza Strip, Rafah crossing with Egypt. All we have an agreement sponsored by the Europeans and Americans in order to open Rafah crossing with Egypt all the time. Rafah crossing now is closed for the seventh month. They just opened for a few, occasionally for a few days and a few hours. The living related to the social economic is very difficult, and you can imagine 1,400,000 Palestinians in the Strip are living in very serious conditions. Economic conditions are very the worst that we witness. And on Saturday we have Eid al-Adha, where people celebrate the Eid in very bad mood, very bad feelings towards what's happening. And in addition to that, we have to talk clearly after the election that there was no real action from the international community to stop the Israeli aggression and to stop the Israeli massacres. Well, the massacre of Beit Hanun, where 19 people from one family were killed, most of them children, women, and the famous story where the Galli family were killed while they're spending their time on the Gaza beach. And there was no any kind of international investigation. And we remember that the Human Rights Council decision to send the kind of independent investigation committee to Gaza Strip to investigate on the Israeli massacre on Beit Hanun. And the Israeli, the Israeli government refused to cooperate with this investigation committee, so they can't, the council postponed the mission of that investigation committee. So the 2006 was full of suffering. And regarding also the election, till now the Palestinian Defense Council has no any access to work because of the separation between Gaza and West Bank first, and because of that many of its members are detainees on the Israeli prisons. And the head of the spokesman of the Palestinian Legislative Council is in prison, in Israel prison, and many, about six to ten Palestinian ministers are in the Israeli prisons. So we are facing a very, we faced very difficult times during 2006, and but all of that, we have the hope on 2007 that justice will come to this part of the world on the end, and we can live in peace at all over the world. So the yes.
When if you can talk about, I mean, one of the first actions of the international community after the election was a complete embargo, particularly of Gaza. A sort of economic siege and sanctions, and the Canadian government was actually the first to withdraw its funding to the Palestinian Authority. Can you talk about the effects that these sanctions and this economic embargo and siege has had over Gaza? And you mentioned that, I mean, in a small area that encompasses over a million Palestinians.
Yes, the economic of Gaza is depending on the external funds to support the Palestinian budget. And since the election, that no money came direct to the Palestinian budget, so the international community came with kind of temporary mechanism to support, to give part of the salaries to a number of Palestinian public servants. So but most of the public servants didn't get just 10% of their salaries till now, which means tens of thousands of families didn't get any kind of income about for the 10th month. Well, they are living in very, very serious conditions, and all and these embargoes, of course, reflect on the health service and social services. For a while, there was a lake, until now there is a lake of medicines and disposables to the hospitals, and also there is a problem in the issue of transferring the patients, chronic patients who are in bad need for urgent surgical operations outside the Palestine, which means money. So there was difficulties regarding this issue, and also the issue of nutrition. This reflects on the nutrition of the children and the health of the children. Also, we faced kind of strikes from many Palestinian sectors, many teachers, doctors, policemen, where it also reflects on the education of the people. So these issues are all together threaten the issue of development. So we depend now on the mainly 100% relief. All of that through the 2 years ago, we started to talk to how to work on issue of development. But nowadays, most of our work is just how to relieve people, how to to get food, and to make people just depend on coupons and cash assistance. And this is difficult. And in addition of that, the depression on the people themselves, not just, you can imagine yourself in a gauge, it's not a normal thing that Gaza is completely surrounded by the Israelis, and there is no way to get out from the Gaza Strip. Gaza is closed from the north by the Israeli borders, from the east and from the west, where the Israelis are controlling the Gaza Sea, and from the south with Egypt, it's also completely closed. So we are living in a real gauge, and you can imagine the feeling of the people 9 months without access to outside. And inside, you are targeted by the Israeli airstrikes, by the daily Israeli aggression, killing, and also the starving the people themselves inside. The Israel is controlling the commercial crossing. So if we need food, etc., it's just controlled by the Israel. You can imagine, if you need a you import a container from China, it costs $2,000. And if you want to get it from the seaport, Israel seaport, to the Gaza city, it costs you $4,000. So the things is getting worse. It's not easy, also $4,000. And daily, just a few number of containers can be in Gaza Strip. Because it's very, very bad. And also, we have the sadness of... that we have many of our relatives, families were killed by the Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip, mainly in the northern area of the Gaza Strip and the southern part of the Gaza Strip. So we are coming to 2007, and we are carrying many pains, many sufferings, but we will not lose the hope that things will be better in the near future. And the Palestinians themselves, we have a hard duty and we have hard responsibilities in order to unify our efforts and to formulate the unity government, which can face all the challenges, mainly the aggression on the Palestinian, the Israeli siege. And we have the luck as Palestinians that we have the hope that our children will grow up in better condition, better than that we have.
And the one thing I want to ask is, you mentioned briefly the Israeli aggression this year, and the supposed withdrawal that happened in 2005, the unilateral withdrawal of the Gaza Strip, and to many people in the Western world, the Gaza Strip isn't an open-air prison. But as you mentioned, it is an open air prison. If you can talk about what happened in the summer and in the fall, what they called Operation Summer Rain, which is an interesting name because Ariel Sharon referenced Gaza once as his dream, if he could drown Gaza into the sea and then to call a massive military operation into the Gaza Strip, Operation Summer Rain, to me seems no coincidence. But if you can talk about the Israeli military aggression that took place this summer as well as this fall.
Yes, regarding the Israel disengagement, they call it disengagement from Gaza Strip. Israel, till now, legally and physically, is occupying Gaza Strip. So the Israel now controlling everything, and just to show the world that they are not any more responsible of the situation of Gaza Strip and what they are doing now of their aggression, through their aggression kind of self-defense and this kind of claims, hopefully that the international community will not believe, because Israel is killing and killed already more than any other years. So the issue of the summer rains, which started after the abduction of the Israeli soldier in the Gaza Strip, and till now, for me, I'm in sympathy with the family of with the parents of the Israeli soldier. But at the same time, we have 12,000 Palestinian prisoners, about 500 children between these prisoners. And we are looking that in the end, that there will be negotiations between the Palestinian side and Israel to release the Israeli soldier and the 12,000 Palestinians, because these prisoners are in need for freedom. So the issue of what had happened in the summer rains, Israel killed more than 550 Palestinians, about more than 30% of these 550 were children. So just in 6 months, they killed this kind of big number. They destroyed hundreds of Palestinian houses in the Gaza Strip, and they claimed that they wanted to release the Israeli soldier, abducted soldier, and to stop the rockets, handmade rockets, which if not fit at all. So the issue of the Israeli operation, there was kind of escalation, but there is continuation of the Israeli escalation and the Israeli military operation all over Gaza Strip. For example, yesterday, there were two brothers in Beit Hanun, north of Gaza Strip. They are just on visit for an Eid. They were attacked by the Israeli troops and they were injured. So the Israeli escalation also through the siege and the closure continue. And it reflects on the economic and social life and, as I mentioned, the destruction of the infrastructure over Gaza Strip, the bridge, the electricity power station in the Gaza Strip for 3 months. For example, we have no electricity because of that Israeli airstrike on the Gaza electricity station, and now we have suffering from the issue of gas, the lack of cooking gas, and because of the Israelis stopping providing the Palestinian people in Gaza Strip of this kind of gas, so they are controlling everything.
I want to ask you one I want to ask you a question about the recent events in Palestine, and much of it is internal. In media, many people are now seeing this sort of the Western media is calling it a civil war between Fatah and Hamas. And I was wondering, yourself, who lives in Palestine, and you mentioned earlier what we need is a national unity government, and that's something the U.S. does not want. If you can give some context to this internal struggle that is going on, and sort of even the role of the Palestinian Authority, and I think that's a very important question that never really gets brought up, is what is the role of the Palestinian Authority within Palestinian resistance, and how it actually sort of came about through Oslo, and if you can speak to that.
Yes, the issue, of course, that we, as everybody knows, that after the election, we have the Hamas government with their agenda not to recognize Israel as a state. And the second issue, the rule of Palestinian Liberation Organization, and the third, which was the truce between Palestinian and Israel. So the during the last 3 months, we have intensive efforts in order to formulate Palestinian unity government in order to overcome the issue of embargoes on the Palestinian people and the international pressure on the Palestinian government in order to recognize Israel and to stop the violence, what they call it, violence. So we have, of course, the Arab Initiative, which initiated by the King, Saudi King, the late Abdullah, and the late Fahd. So the issue of formulating the government, this kind of unity government, faced many challenges. Distribution of seats and the recognition of Israel. And so, on the end of the 3 months, we reached about 90% of the agreement between Fatah and Hamas. But because of the pressure of many parties on both sides, there was the depression on the people here caused the internal kind of clashes between both sides. We are not talking about civil war. So this kind of civil clashes between both sides reflect many people who were killed, injured, but also with Palestinian efforts and kind of mediation from the many Arab and Muslim countries, we reach kind of agreement, and hopefully the next week there will be another meeting between the President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, that they can go back to negotiation to formulate this kind of government, which we are in bad need in order to overcome and to pass this kind of civil condition. And this kind of government must suit the Palestinian conditions first before any other conditions.
The one last question I want to ask, Amjad, is this program today is looking past in the year 2006, and one of the things but we're also wanting to talk about is looking forward to 2007, and I want to ask you, for this upcoming year, how people should show their solidarity with the Palestinian people, and what is needed by the Palestinian people internationally and here in Montreal and in Canada to show their real support for Palestinian freedom.
Yeah, many thanks for your question, and I have to thank all the friends all over the world for their solidarity with our people during the last year and the past, and hopefully that they will continue their solidarity and activities in order to get justice and peace to this area. And of course, the challenges and the needs of the people are more and more than the last year. First, the issue of working together to stop the Israeli occupation on Palestine, to stop the war, and to get the international law to this area, and to work together to get the Israeli war criminals to the justice, and in the end to give the hope to the Palestinians here that the finance from the government towards the Israeli crimes, and let's work together to grow up our children in peace and to give them the hope. Already we have many generations passed on the occupation, and we are looking that the next generation will have achievements, and that their fathers and grandfathers paid their swords for. And we are looking that we as Palestinians, we really believe in justice. We do believe in hope and in peace. So the hand by hand, we can do many, many things together. So we as Palestinian NGOs network, we are looking that to cooperate and to coordinate with the many international NGOs, mainly in Canada and Montreal, all over the world, in order to get justice to this area and to work together for peace all over the world, not just in this region.